Hi, I'm Rochelle Rice, and welcome to my Masters of Movement series. These women are successfully leading an active lifestyle. They got to where they are today, step by step, one molecule at a time. They were able to bring their whole body on board, as opposed to their head, trying to lead the charge. Please help me welcome these Masters of Movement. Rhonda has been involved in a number of our wellness weekends. She first joined my program in 2007. She was already participating in the ORC St. Luke's program. Rhonda has always been enthusiastic and supportive of many of my clients and is perhaps one of the biggest cheerleaders of them all. Rhonda has an amazing story to share with us of how she walked 3 half marathons and many other activities and events. Welcome, Rhonda. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rochelle. This is a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to helping you out over here.
Terrific. Well, let's begin. Let's discuss how your movement journey began.
My movement journey began very, very slowly. In 2007, I started to wear a pedometer while starting to track my steps to reach 10,000 steps per day, which is the minimum required amount. And I did this by walking in place while watching commercials on TV in the evening at home. Once I reached 10,000 steps per day, I knew I needed to incorporate more activity into my life. And that is when the goddess of movement, you, entered my life.
Ah, you're a sweetheart. Listen, for our listeners, how long, because when people hear 10,000 steps, they get so freaked out about how challenging that can be. Do you remember offhand how long it took you to get to the 10,000 steps?
Oh, it wasn't easy.
Yes.
I would say it took me a good 2 to 3 months until I really got the 10,000 steps down pat. Mm-hmm. Now it's like nothing. Now I do between 14 to 16,000 per day.
Well, there you go, my master of movement. Let's see. Tell me, what was one of your aha moments when you're just like, yes, this is it. This is what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many aha moments. The three half marathons were definitely the aha moments. But I'm going to go back to something very, very basic, because that one moment set my path in the right direction. And that moment happened in 2007 when I met up with 2 of my St. Luke's program buddies on a Thursday afternoon at the Reservoir in Central Park. When I met them on 86th Street in Central Park West, I did not realize that there is a bit of a hill to reach the reservoir. Walking up that hill, I needed to stop a few times because I couldn't catch my breath. Once we reached the top of this tiny hill, which is really just a slight incline, mm-hmm. I saw the beauty of the reservoir,
yes.
And I was excited to walk it. But not realizing that this was 1.6 miles, I thought I could do it with no problem. As we walked around the beautiful natural space in the middle of busy Manhattan,
yes.
I kept thinking, is this ever going to end? Will I ever be able to complete the walk?
Yeah.
When we finally finished, almost an hour later, I was so thrilled that I was able to accomplish this. I said, wow, I own this. And I kept going back to this to the reservoir every weekend just because of the beauty and the peaceful space and to release the tension of the past week. And in doing this, my time became much better, and my speed has increased from almost an hour to now 20 minutes.
Wow.
And that was my first aha moment.
That is fantastic. And, you know, the one line in there also that I just truly love was you said, I own this.
Yeah.
And that really anchors it for you. Speaking of owning, let's chat just a little bit about your 3 half marathons. How did that come to be?
Oh, my gosh. There's a woman in St. Luke's program. Mm-hmm. We started walking, and the first time we did 6 miles, the length of Central Park, the whole outer loop.
Right.
We didn't think that we can do it. And it took us almost 3 hours the first time to do it. And then we said, well, if we could do this, we can certainly do a half marathon. So we signed up to do the Moore half marathon. And as we were training for this all winter, mm-hmm. I developed plantar fasciitis.
Yes.
And I didn't tell her.
Oh.
And the week of the half marathon, the first one, I had an inflammation on my left foot that was so bad that I went to physical therapy almost every day. But I did not tell her because I did not want to take that from her. And we wound up completing the first half marathon in 3.5 hours.
Wow.
And this was with plantar fasciitis.
So even with the injury, you were able to complete it.
I was motivated.
Yes.
I was motivated, and it was a goal, and I wanted to own it.
Yes. Was that first one then a catalyst for you to continue with two more?
Well, that... The second one, as we were walking the first one, people were telling us about the Philadelphia half marathon.
Oh, goodness.
and how great it is, and it's flat. So I said, well, we could do that. We did this.
Right.
Well, little did we know, into mile 9 of the second half marathon, there is a huge, and this is huge, steep hill, like the mountain at the abode.
Mm-hmm.
And this is into mile 9. And I just put my head down and I jotted up that hill. I left everybody behind me.
I just looked at it
and went, oh, my goodness. And I did it. And we finished that half marathon in 3 hours and 26 minutes.
Wow. So you've done New York City. You've done Philadelphia. What was your third one then, Rhonda?
The third one was the Moor again.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. Not realizing I had bronchitis.
Wow. You kept going. You just kept going.
Not only did I keep going, that was our best time.
Wow. That is incredible. Well,
yeah.
Obviously, the walking is probably one of your preferred methods of movement. Is that how you're maintaining your active lifestyle now, with the movement?
That is one of my... That is one of the ways. What I do is... I set aside me time every day, in which I just take care of me.
Uh-huh.
I turn off my cell phone, so I have no distractions. I set up a schedule on Sunday of what I want to accomplish in the upcoming week. And this includes the gym for cardio twice each week,
mm-hmm.
my Pilates reformer class once a week, my favorite class, my yoga class on Thursday evenings. Saturday is usually a walking day while I'm doing errands. And now on Sunday mornings, I started a walking group. And we normally meet at 9:30 in the morning in Central Park.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I do walk each evening at night at home.
Yes, I know you've mentioned that one, too. Well, obviously, the active lifestyle has contributed enormously to your quality of life. Are there any particular things about your quality of life that you attribute to your active lifestyle?
Oh, my gosh. I feel better mentally and physically. My thought process has become more focused. I have more confidence in myself and the decisions that I make. I have lots of energy when I used to come home and feel lethargic. And I am sleeping more soundly, not waking up every 2 to 3 hours. And my food choices have improved. I eat more plant-based foods mm-hmm. and hardly any processed foods.
Right. Rhonda, you are a huge cheerleader for many, many women. What keeps you going on that part? How do you talk to women about, you know, getting active?
I tell them my story of how I never was
mm-hmm.
and how I wasn't until into my 50s. And it's a very slow process, but it's slow and steady.
Yes.
And I believe that that's the way to go. I don't believe in all or nothing. I believe find something you love
mm-hmm.
and do it and then build upon it. And that's what I've done. And I never realized that walking was it. And then once I mastered the walking, I met you and you opened up a whole world of exercise, which I never thought I could do.
Yes. Well, you...
And that's it.
Fantastic. You just gave us an enormous amount of advice and things to go. Is there anything else or any other advice you'd like to offer our listeners?
I would really tell them, really, just go slow and steady. Find something you like, and if at first you don't succeed, try again. And, I mean, that's what I did. And when you find what works for you in movement, everything starts to become easier. Things shift in other areas in your life. And like I said earlier, you start to feel good about yourself. You have more confidence. And you start to realize what's important and what's not. And when you're doing this, you're developing healthy habits. And I also believe in having a movement partner because both of you can motivate each other. I'm quite fortunate because I have a great team of movement partners, and I am self-motivated.
Well, Rhonda, from one cheerleader to another, I thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for this opportunity. And if I can help one person, that's a wow moment, and I own it.
You do own it. Thanks so much, Rhonda.
Thanks, Rochelle.
So what can we take away from our interview with Rhonda? Rhonda talked about owning it. What part of your movement can you own? Is it something that you just walked up the stairs today? Can you own that? Is it that you took your dog out today and walked the dog? Can you own that? See if you can just come up with a small piece of movement that's already in your lifestyle that you can own today and take that as a one molecule forward in leading your active lifestyle. This is Rochelle Rice, your plus-size movement expert, helping you lead an active lifestyle.